Hey everybody, and welcome to the fourth episode of Internationally Managed. My name is Nick Agliata.
And I'm Antonio Jorvi.
Today, we will be continuing our Meet the Orchestra section of our podcast by interviewing Anoush Pogosyan. Welcome, Anoush.
Hi, thank you so much.
So, Anoush, you're actually a member of NYO2 here, right?
Yes, I am.
Isn't that such a cool program Carnegie Hall added to the entire festivities?
Yeah.
Anoush, tell us about yourself. I'm really excited to hear about you.
Well, I live in Glendale, California, which is near Los Angeles. I play the clarinet, and I'm going to be a junior in high school.
Awesome. How old are you?
I am almost 16 years old.
Ooh, when's the birthday?
July 23rd.
Oh. 15, and in NYO2.
NYO2, in principle, I'm hearing? Is this true?
In the Shostakovich, yes, but we all alternate. That's one of the great things about NYO2.
Awesome. And NYO.
Yeah. Tell us about what you've done in the past. What's on your resume? What have you done?
Well, I love trying different festivals, and like last summer I was at the Interlochen Arts Camp.
Woo!
And actually with...
Yeah.
With both of us.
So that was really great, and the orchestra there was incredible. I learned a lot. And right before this, I was at the Yellow Barn Young Artist Program for 3 weeks doing chamber music, and that was really great because wind players are usually just an orchestra, and it was great to come here after that.
Mm-hmm. And Anoush, I have to bring it up for our audiences, but for those who do not know, there is a program that's out of Miami Beach, Florida, known as the National Young Arts Foundation, that represents the finest musicians of the United States aging from 15 to 18 years old. This is also connected to the U.S. Presidential Scholars Program, and they have three tiers of competition, finalist, honorable mention, and merit. And it is great luck to be any of one of those things, but Anoush has completed to be a finalist in that competition or program at 15 years old, the youngest age you can apply to be in that competition and to be a finalist. Anoush, tell us about that. That is so phenomenal. You were one of, what, like 12 finalists?
Oh, it was 21, but it was, I completely did not expect that. It was such an amazing experience to be in Miami at the New World Center for a week with 150 other artists of 10 other disciplines, and it was really inspiring to see how art can be so relevant to society and change in the world.
That is phenomenal.
It really is phenomenal. Do you want to bring us back and share with us a little about how you started with clarinet and started with music?
Sure.
I know you come from a very musical family.
Yeah, well, my parents are both violinists, and my older sister is now a violist, and my even older brother is a cellist, but my sister and I both started on violin, so I had been playing violin since I was about 6 or 7 years old, and then in the fourth grade, I think, it was fourth or fifth, our school had this program where they would introduce you to instruments, and my best friend and I were trying to decide what to play, and she said, I want to play the clarinet, so I decided to do so as well. And then she quit a while after, but I liked it because I felt like I was able to sing through my instrument.
Fun. That's really cool. Cool
beginning.
Beautiful. I also started on clarinet, but it was so I could play bassoon eventually. It was a rough time for me. I was not at all good at clarinet. What kept you going? I know you felt like you could sing through it, but was there anything else that kept you going? What do you really like about clarinet?
Well, for me, what really drew me to clarinet was, and I realized after I'd been playing for a couple of years, was that in orchestra, it's a completely different experience when you're in the wind section than if you're in the strings. And I'd never played in an orchestra when I was playing on violin, but when I played on clarinet, it felt much more like chamber music, mm-hmm. which I had done on both violin and clarinet. And it was really, I loved the power that was in the orchestra and also just how intimate it could be, especially playing in the wind section. And I really fell in love with it then.
That is, I could not say it any better myself. I mean, I play mediocre clarinet. Nothing compared to you. I have some burning questions though. Who are some of your idols in the clarinet world, or who do you want to sound like, or you get the gist of the question?
Well, some of my idols definitely are my two teachers, Michelle Zakowski and Michael Yoshimi. And Michelle, she was in the LFO for over 50 years and one of the first and one of the only female clarinetists really, other than Sabina Meyer, who's another one of my idols. And they both had to go through so much, and still they're just so incredible, and they pushed really hard. And also my other teacher, Michael Yoshimi, he's an incredible musician and a really inspiring teacher, but he also, he can he's a person, and you could see that. He's like, it's interesting, you get to study with someone and they're like your idol, but then you meet them and they're just like another person and they're so kind. It's really great.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So what would you say your strengths are as a clarinetist?
Well, I honestly don't think I'm much better on clarinet than I was on violin, but I think some of my strengths are definitely that I started because I wanted to play, and that's just, it kind of initiated a really good relationship with my instrument, and also, like I said before, I really do feel like I can sing, and it's really fun to kind of, to see how much I can sing through my instrument.
Mm-hmm. So out of like the three mains, I don't know, I'm thinking like solo repertoire, chamber repertoire, and orchestra, what's your favorite and why do you enjoy that section the most?
Well, I feel like I keep alternating, like if I'm in orchestra, I crave chamber and solo and the other way around.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think I really do love chamber music the most because it's what I grew up with, with my parents as musicians, we like to play chamber music together, and I grew up in chamber festivals when I was young, and it's just, I feel like it's very, it's a very honest way of playing with other people when you can kind of, you practice empathy and also just, it's very personal, and I love that. Something that I sometimes miss in orchestra, but again, like the wind section to me is kind of a replication of that, but chamber music is where I always feel most at home.
Okay, and back to like fine arts and solo repertoire, how do you think you really like found your voice for the solos you were going to play before going headfirst into something like young arts?
Well, for young arts, actually, my recordings, I feel like I'm never going to be happy with the way I play, but my solo repertoire, I like to listen to recordings a lot, so I especially this year, I tried to not listen to too much to find my own voice, and it was interesting to record my pieces and then to listen to a lot to see, oh, like this person did it this way, and like different ways I could do. So once I finally went to Young Arts, I kind of expanded my view, but I'm trying to find a balance. Yeah.
Between your voice and others, yeah. I see how that can be something. So have you considered going to a fine arts academy? I know there are a few, Walnut Hill, Interlochen, or Idlewild, or abroad possibly.
Yeah, I actually did consider it, but I really do love where I am now. I love my teachers so much. I'm so grateful for them. They're truly inspiring, and they're both just, I learn so much every day I'm with them, and it's, I feel I really couldn't get much a better education in music than from them.
So since you're not at a like high school conservatory program, do you kind of recreate that at home with a youth orchestra or like these teachers? Do you work with them like rigorously, like lessons with both every week, or like what's your at-home conservatory?
Yeah, well, my schedule actually is pretty, it's pretty easy. Like, I'm trying to find a youth orchestra to be in now, and I may have a chamber group. Like, that's something that I'm really excited for. But with my teachers, they're really accommodating, so I usually have, I alternate lessons usually weekly with them, or I have more lessons with one. They're very lenient, and it's usually based on my schedule or theirs, but if they understand that I'm not ready or I'd like a week to work more, they just say, oh, it's okay, and I come back the next week, and they're really understanding. So it's not as rigorous, or everything's not kind of in a block schedule, but it's I feel it works for me right now.
And have you not been in a youth orchestra before outside of summer festivals?
I have, but it was a really great experience, but unfortunately I had to leave due to some scheduling conflicts, but playing in a youth orchestra is one of my favorite things at home.
And at your school, they have an orchestra as well, right?
Well, I currently do not, my current school doesn't have an orchestra since I go to Verdugo Academy, which is actually an independent study program. So I go once a week and I meet with my teacher, and that gives me a lot of time to practice at home or manage my music.
Okay. Very interesting. Neither of us knew that.
Neither of us did know that. This sounds terrible, but I've also never heard of a teacher who is more willing to let their student come back a week later with the music prepared. I was always raised with the, you come back next week with this at full tempo and ready to go, or we're going to have an issue.
Yeah.
My teachers are really understanding.
That's phenomenal.
But they're also, they know when to push me, and they also know when I need to lay back a little.
That balance is very important, especially for students of your caliber. Could you please tell us more about your time here at NYO2? I would love to know the experience you're having so far, and if you're excited to tour in Miami Beach to return once again to the New World Center. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's actually, I'm kind of in awe of the schedule here, because we don't have too much orchestra rehearsal. It's not too tiring, and I feel it's a perfect balance between sectionals and lessons, master classes, and orchestra rehearsal. And I've got to play for Ricardo Morales and Mark Nuccio, Alex Lang, and some people, my idols, and I've got to learn so much from them while also playing some of my favorite orchestral music and also my favorite chamber music. And it's amazing that I'm not exhausted. I'm really excited for what lays ahead, especially going to Miami. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And will you guys have the opportunity to work with some of the fellows there at New World?
Yes, actually, they're going to be working with us. Actually, in our section, E flat clarinet is going to be by a New World Symphony member, and they'll be working with the strings, and I'm really excited for that fellowship.
Awesome. That's so exciting. And so with this like whole NYO going on, are you planning on doing NYO next year in NYO, not NYO2?
I would love to audition for both, and I would really like to do NYO because the touring sounds great, but I would also be really glad to do NYO2 again if I could, if they let me come back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would be a great experience.
So where do you want to see your career in 5 years?
Well, I would, in 5 years, wow.
Sorry, let's start with next summer.
Okay.
NYO, that's the plan.
She's going to Aspen next summer.
Oh, no. I would love to do NYO next summer, and I'm planning on going to Yellow Barn again, because I learned so much in those 3 weeks, and playing chamber music there with so many people of high levels. It was incredible. But yeah, I would love to do NYO next year, hopefully, or to audition, or NYO2. But I want to maybe look into other festivals, the Verbier Festival Junior Orchestra, or I'm open to a lot. Yeah.
Awesome. And then after that, you'll be starting to think about college auditions. Do you have any schools in mind right now?
Well, not too many, because I don't really know that much, and I'd like to take lessons with teachers definitely before I really zero in on colleges that I'd like to consider.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited to start the process of learning my audition rep and taking some lessons, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very exciting. And so is your goal right now to be a concert orchestral clarinetist and get out in the audition field and win a job one day?
Well, I do hope so. But knowing that I there really are no promises, especially when it comes to the music world, I mean, I would love to play in an orchestra someday, hopefully. But I'm also really interested in how to bring music outside of the orchestral or outside of performing.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of to help bring it into communities, especially in schools, like some programs like Ensemble Connect, like we were talking about before, and Music for Food is not related to that, but some programs that use music as a way to help children learn or to help them grow or just to kind of expand the horizons of just performing.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. And do you think maybe a career at Carnegie Hall would one day fit you at with one of their programs like that?
Maybe. I don't know. But I would definitely look into that. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Is there anything you want to mention last minute, or anything you want to tell our viewers, or any advice for our viewers? I mean, just want to know what you know.
I'm sure you're a role model for some.
Oh, you know,
she's a role model for me.
I don't think so. But I do want to mention a couple. This is kind of a little related to what we've been talking about, but for the past couple of years, I've been struggling with some hand issues with playing, and I found that, well, because we've been talking a lot about these competitions or festivals that I've been doing, it's really easy to get into the mindset that you really have to win everything and, you know, nail all of your auditions, but I've been working on really trying to make myself feel better in how I play and to listen to my body and my playing more than others necessarily, but it's I think it's really important to learn to really understand your limits and also to know when to push yourself. But yeah, that's I think something that's been really important that I've learned in the past couple of years, but yeah.
I know this is off topic. Well, not really. On topic, but have you looked into anything like Alexander technique to help your body play more smoothly or something like that?
Yeah, I over the past couple of years, I've seen maybe 7 or 8 physical therapists or doctors. It's crazy. But I finally found a wonderful physical therapist in Los Angeles, and she's helped me by not isolating my hand problems, but helping me feel my body more when I play and to not tense up in my legs. Or it's helped since I also get really anxious or nervous, and eliminating that tension and finding a way to play more naturally and calmly has really been helping.
Well, thank you so much for being on our podcast, Anoush.
Thank you so much for having me. I can't wait for the next 2 weeks here at NYO2.
I'm so excited to hear that.
Again, that was Anoush Pogosyan on the 4th episode of Internationally Managed and the 2nd episode of Meet the Orchestra. My name is Nick Agliata.
And I'm Antonio Jervy.
We'll see you next time.